Please turn with me to 1 John chapter 2 in the New Testament. And as you're turning there, please quote with me the theme verse of this series of messages of the rallying cry. Psalm 119, 105 says, "Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path." Now 1 John chapter 2 beginning in verse 18. Little children, now imagine with me the aged apostle John in his 90s writing this to the church. They were little children to him. He says, "Little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. They went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us." Verse 20, "But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. Therefore, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that He has promised us, eternal life. These things I have written to you concerning those who try to deceive you. But the anointing which you have received from Him abides in you. And you do not need that anyone teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things and is true, and it's not a lie. And just as it has taught you, you will abide in Him." Let us pray. Lord, we do thank You for Your precious Word. Lord, that it encourages us, it comforts us, it grows us. Also, it warns us, Lord, to be on the lookout, to be on guard, to watch and pray. Lord, I pray for this beautiful church, these called out ones, the born again, Lord, that we will abide in Your Word so that we will not be deceived by deceivers. But Lord, we ask that You will fill us with Your Holy Spirit. Please illuminate the Scriptures to us. Please help us, Lord, to live what they say with Your help. And may it be for the praise of Your glory. Please speak through me. I'm nothing without You, Lord. May the sheep be fed this morning. In the name of Jesus, we ask it. Amen. The rallying cry. We need to rally around God's Word. If we rally around anything else, then we are wasting our time. Folks, America needs the church to rally around God's Word. The kingdom of God needs the church to rally around His Word. We need to be the light. We need to be the salt that we ought to be. Society is falling apart because God's people has left God's Word, but we need to return back. I was in a public setting very recently. Little girls' basketball game. One little girl on one team was a spectacular basketball player. She stole the ball. Another little girl on the other team put her shoulder down and ran into her was called a foul, but the stands, the parents, a group of people applauded it. Like she had done something good by running into this little girl that was a good ball player, stole the ball. And yet the parents applauded the act of the other girl running her over. That's society. That is in a good place, doing a good thing, but society apart from Jesus is evil. It's evil. It's wickedness. And we as God's people, folks, we got to return back to God's Word. We got to. We need to rally around God's Word. You see, we're in the last days. I don't know when Jesus is coming back, but John said we're in the last hour. We're in this age of grace. We're in this age that you can place your faith in the free gift and sacrifice of the Son of God, and you can have eternal salvation. It's the last hour. Enter in the last hour. We're here. And as sure as the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Antichrist is coming also. Jesus is coming back. He promised us that He's going to return. The angel said, as He ascended up, He's coming back in like manner. Jesus is coming back. And we do not need to be caught off guard. We need to be around and rally around His Word and in prayer to Him in relationship. The Antichrist, the lawless one, is coming. Also, this word means, in my Bible, it's capitalized, but it says many antichrists are already here. That means, if you look it up in the Greek language, it means that many false teachings are already here. This was around 2,000 years ago. But John is encouraging the church. He says, you have a sure record of the Son of God. You have God's Word. Abide in it so that you will not be deceived. Because there are false teachings. It clearly says that, let's read it again, verse 18, little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard, that the Antichrist is coming. Even now, many Antichrists, many false teachings have come by which we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. Look in verse 22 and 23. Who is a liar? But he who denies that Jesus is the Christ. He who denies that Jesus is the Messiah, the anointed one of God. Christ means Messiah. God the Father said, this is my beloved Son. Believe Him. He said, Jesus is the Messiah. And if you believe that there are many Christs, that there are many ways to have a relationship with the Holy God, then you are deceived. Deceived. He who denies that Jesus is the only begotten of the Father, the Messiah, the Christ, does not know God. Cannot. Why, Brother Steve? Because they do not have the Holy Spirit of God in them. He who denies is a liar. He is Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. By the way, speaking of Jesus, not Muhammad, not some other false religion or heresy or false teaching, Antichrist. He is talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Can it be any plainer? Look in verse 26. These things I have written to you concerning those who try to deceive you. This word deceive means to be led astray. Those who try to lead you away. Opposite of Psalm chapter 23, that the Lord is my shepherd and how He leads our lives. But a deceiver will lead you away from the truth. A deceiver will lead you away that Jesus is the only way. A liar. God's Word calls him a liar. We got God's Word. Don't be led astray, church. There's false teachings. There's false deceptions. Look at the world today that if you turn on the TV for any amount of time, a child of God, a born-again believer, a Christian is portrayed as being foolish or not learned or dumb. They're dumbed down. And now in the church, we like to be dumbed down. We like to make fun of how much we don't know, how far away from Scripture you can be. Take pride that you don't know much about God's Word. And you hold it in your hand. All you got to do is read it and believe it. But the world will dumb it down or water it down. Well, that's what the Bible may say, but there must be many other ways. Must be. God calls you a liar. You see, being led astray, deceived, leading away from the things of God, and even leading away from the church. Christ loved the church and gave Himself for the church, you and I, the born again, the called out ones. But you can count on people, you know it? You can count on people. Now there are some in the church that when they say they're going to do something, they're going to do it. It's as sure as done. It's done. I can give you many examples of many of you. But I promise you, when Brother Dan Atchison says, Brother Evans, I'll do it, I don't have to worry about it no more. When Brother Moon Mullen said, Brother Evans, I'm going to do this, it's done. Unless the man's no longer breathing, it's going to be done. If they say they're going to do it, it's done. You can count on them. Then there's some that you can count on that they say they're going to be there, and they're not. Some people, when they say, I'll see you Sunday, I wish they wouldn't have never told me. Because as soon as it comes out of their mouth, they know and I know they're not going to be here. They may say it, they don't do it. Then you can count on some to gripe and complain about everything. I mean, you, Cooper Baptist Church, has baptized 10 people last month. And some of you can gripe and complain about that. Just murmur. All the time complaining. I wish I was like sometime like Miss Susan Redmond, the VBS director. She goes through that vacation Bible school with all those volunteers, and there's some not happy with that, some without that, and she just keeps on going. I admire that about her. Don't tell her I said that, she'll get the big head. Just keeps on trucking. There's some that will complain in front of a little baby in Christ who has just accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, and a mature person ought to say, "All right, keep it up, brother. Keep it up, sister. But you complain about the least little thing. You need Jesus yourself." What you need. False teaching. Leading people away from the church instead of leading them to Christ. You can count on people. There's sometimes I see couples get entangled up with other couples in the church and community, and I say, "Oh God, please, please don't let it happen." Then the next thing you know, they drop out of church. Their countenance changes. They start drinking the poison from those who are leading them away from the church. Then they become marital problems. Hate it. Hate to see it happen. Then there's some that you can tell they've been hanging around some because all they do is give out poison and poison and poison. Leading people away. Leading astray. Leading people away from the house of God. Opposite of Psalm 23. You see, when the Lord Jesus is your shepherd and He's leading your life, then you won't lead others away from Him. You won't do it. He's writing to the church, people. He's writing to the church, to you and I. And He's warning us to be in God's Word. Do not be deceived. Don't lead others astray. But you have an anointing to know the truth. Verse 20 and 21, it says, "But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth." Look in verse 27. "But the anointing which you have received from Him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and it is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in Him." See, you know the truth. And you see, the more you know the truth, the more you're in the truth, the more the truth will change you. You see, it is antichrist to lead people away from godly living. You see, I hate to see it when people get entangled and people in the church lead others to the gambling halls. And people in the church lead others to the bars. People in the church lead others to the lake. People in the church lead others to the ball fields instead of to the house of God, and leading them closer to the Lord Jesus Christ and walking with Him and loving Jesus. See, you ought to know the truth. If you're in the truth, it will change you to live godly. We have a theological sniffer, a holy unction. I don't know about you, but if I see a little black animal with a white strap down its back and tail, it looks like a skunk, it smells like a skunk, then it is what? A skunk. We have a theological sniffer. And any teaching that denies Jesus being the anointed one from God, any teaching that denies Jesus as the Messiah, use your theological sniffer. It stinks. It stinks. It's a lie. It is Jesus and His Word that we need to abide in. A theological sniffer. The reason that you and I are saved, you heard the truth. God touched you and God called you unto Himself. And by faith you believe unto the saving of your soul. You believe God's Word. It saves you. You have it. You have the truth. Now abide in that same truth. Do not be led astray. You have the Holy Spirit. You have the Bible. Don't be led astray. Don't get entangled with those who will lead astray by their actions or their words in the church or out of the church. You stay with God's Word. John said they're here. It's the last days. They will lead you astray. Get your eyes off of people and put your eyes on Jesus and get in His Word. Because they're all around. All around. He's writing to the church. I want to remind you. He's writing to the church to be on lookout. You see, but you have an anointing to know the truth and you have the written record of the Son of God. Look in verse 24 through 26 with me. Therefore, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that He has promised us, eternal life. These things I have written to you concerning those who try to deceive you. Look in 1 John chapter 5, verse 13. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. You have this written record. You know the Son of God. And you know what? If He's good enough to save you, then He's good enough to make you Christ-like. He's good enough to make you godly. Stay with Him. It's Jesus and His Word. That's what all we need. Stay with the Lord Jesus. Do not be carried away. Don't be deceived. Keep your eyes on Him. Because He is salvation. He is the friend. He is the bread of life. He is the fountain that we need to drink from. He's it. There's nothing else. If someone tells you it's Jesus and something else, they're a liar. If someone tells you, well, it's not only Jesus, they're a liar. If someone says you need to read this and that, and just the Bible is just something that you just go to every now and then, they're a liar. They're a liar. We have it, folks. We got it right here. Let's rally around this. This is what we need. If you believe this to the saving of your soul, then it's all you need to live for Him too. This is it. Now, we are living sacrifices. Living for Him. Chapter 5, verse 13 again. These things I have written to you who believe. That's trusting. That's a verb form for faith. Believe in the name of the Son of God. His name's Jesus. The Apostle John certainly knew who he was writing about. His name is Jesus. That you may know that you have eternal life. Some of you don't know for sure. Some of you do not know for sure that you have eternal life. And that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. See, you can make sure. You can know for sure that you have eternal life. Believe this. It's about Him. It's about Jesus. That's how we have eternal life. It's not being baptized as a little baby. It's not being baptized in this. Being baptized there shows others you belong to Him. That's a public record. It's not just coming forward and filling out a card to be a member of Cooper Baptist Church. You ought to. It's believing in Jesus. It's trusting in Jesus. It's faith in Jesus as the Son of God, as the sacrifice for your sins. That's what this says. Now, are you going to believe someone else? Are you going to believe the record of God's Son from Genesis to Revelation? You have a choice. You have a choice. Let's pray. God, we do thank You for Your precious Word. I pray for those who do not know. Oh God, may Your Holy Spirit woo that heart. May You call them unto Yourself, and may they respond by faith in Your grace. God, we will give You praise for all eternity. Thank You for salvation. Thank You for saving me. Thank You, Lord, that we have Your Word. Help us, Lord, to be in it. May it be for the praise of Your glory, Lord Jesus. Amen.